Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We're looking for hobbies. Not actually, but there's a story that just came out about cheap hobbies. And you said one of the most profound things I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
I did. What did I say?
Who has time for hobbies?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's busy. We got too much stuff going on.
I'll pull up a chair.
Okay.
What do I have going on? Yeah.
I got stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm living on the edge, people.
Uh-huh. These are all just Bon Jovi song titles. Do you have something you're actually doing?
Like a hobby? My hobbies aren't cheap. Mine are expensive
okay.
and elaborate.
Oh, God, yes.
Top shelf hobbies.
Like?
I don't know. I could do them if I wanted to. I just don't do them
I swear, before we go on the air, we're both looking through this list of cheap hobbies and we're like, these are lame. You know, people who listen to us are going to have better, cooler stuff. And
yep.
You're like, who has time for all? And I'm like, literally almost no one, but you.
And yet I don't have it.
You have, there's no human.
Mm-hmm.
Who requires your presence ever.
That is true.
There's not a wife. There's not a child. There's no living thing. You don't even have a plant.
That is my goal. You're exactly right. No one has to depend on me.
Dude, take
that's
the
my
one.
Hobby.
Nothing. There's.
But I don't want to muck up my free time with like hobbies, like collecting, because then you feel like you have to do something. Oh, that's right. I got to cut this out and put it in a scrapbook.
Or whatever. Is that really?
Like, I have to.
But do you feel that way when you're collecting your dolls and stuff?
They're not dolls. But they're action figures. And I don't do that. It's been a long time. I still have them. I just don't add to it.
You're right. Because so when you printed that eBay receipt that you forgot to pick up off the printer, that was somebody
I don't
else
recall that
under
at all.
Your.
I don't remember the eBay.
I'm sure you don't.
It wasn't a hobby related. It was definitely. If I had a hobby, it wouldn't be cheap.
I believe it was Batmobile something.
It was not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No.
You know I nailed it. Or Enterprise something.
I don't recall any of that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So there's a list of cool, fun, cheap hobbies.
Cheap.
A lot of us, you know, because I have dependents.
Yeah, you don't have time for hobbies.
No, I have, I have time.
Oh, you just choose not to.
Need something to do, but I don't have any money to do it.
Oh, so you have to go to resort to it.
Because the hobbies that I love, like I love scuba diving. I love that's scuba
not,
diving.
Is that a hobby? Is that an activity? That's a sport. Is that more? Is that a hobby?
Okay, so. All right, so we want your cheap hobbies, but here's the thing.
What?
If Steve's going to adopt him, they need to be expensive and you can't move.
It's just.
That's more of a moving
that's
thing.
That's an activity.
Looking for something that's more like, it comes to me.
Yes, see?
It has a key to my house.
You just sit there and you do your hobby.
And you just sit there.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one cheap hobby that our crack team came up with.
Okay.
Couponing. Could you do that? You don't have to move.
Okay, right, but that's not really a hobby. That's just you're trying to save. That's a job.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you going to shoot everything we say?
I'll try.
Because
okay,
scuba,
right.
You're like, that's an activity. But it is a hobby because you have to, like, do you think golf is a hobby?
That's a sport. That's an activity.
It's
technically, it's not a sport because there's no defense involved, but still.
Oh, my God. Right, you're
anyway,
going to take us all the way into
sorry.
Those weeds.
All right, couponing. Yes, I'm on
no,
board.
No, but I'm going to say, like,
cutting
golf,
things out.
Unless your last name is Woods or Spieth or something like it,
mm-hmm.
Golf is a hobby for you. You're never going to make it.
So oh, I see what you're saying.
Most hobbies cost money. That's why golf, I'll never do it.
Yeah.
Because.
But if you know you're not going to be good at it, that makes it a hobby. No, is that that's kind of. You said if you're not going to...
The parameters you're putting on this are crushing my soul.
All right,
so call us with something that costs nothing that you suck at. Hit us up. Oh, full phone lines? Sorry, people. They're all busy. No, what? You're going
to... I promise not to. Couponing, that is the greatest hobby
ever. I think it's a hobby for some people because I think hobbies are something you might suck at when you start.
But then you master it.
You try to get better at it.
So like cutting a coupon out of a piece of like... I'll master like the cutting. Is it the cutting process? I'm going to master.
You get that we live in a world that you can like upload a lot of them just onto your savings card forever you're going.
Okay, so then hitting a button on a tablet. Now that's my hobby.
At the end. I don't want to play.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just ruined it.
No, I like
my hobby's
because you killed my scuba diving. I think it's a great hobby, but it costs too much money.
It's a lot.
Couponing costs you nothing, but you don't feel like it's a hobby. All right, let's do the next one.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. I can't even read the second thing on the list because you're going to jump right on it. Volunteering. For some people, that's a hobby.
That's a hobby?
Like, it's what a hobby is, something that occupies your time, that isn't your job or a responsibility. It's not like I have to watch, like, oh, my hobby's watching my kids on the weekend. That's not a hobby. That you have to do that.
Yeah, that's your job.
Right.
It's parenting.
But volunteering.
That's not your job.
That can be a hobby, right?
You're just donating your time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go help out.
That's a hobby.
Volunteering. So, okay.
But oh, look at you. You're being such a big boy.
I'm trying not to dump
on. I love that you didn't dump on. Because I kind of want to jump on that one because it's not fun.
It's not.
Necessarily.
I thought a hobby's supposed to be interesting and fun. And entertaining and relaxing.
And so then couponing wouldn't be fun, but no. I think what's fun about it, like when my mom excels at that hobby, she calls me and she's like, I just saved $75 at the store. So there is a satisfaction to it. And I think that's what a hobby needs. So volunteering, there'd be a satisfaction because you did something nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. All right. At the end of it all, you can't move and Steve can get no joy from it.
No, that's
full
a hobby.
Line still? Oh, you're right. Nobody calling. Okay. Cheap hobbies. I'm just going to keep saying cheap hobbies. Okay. You guys call. I can't read. And can I blast through like three?
Sure. I'll shut up. I'll shut up.
Become a Wikipedia editor. That's even dumb for me. That's dumb. That's dumb. Become a documentary buff.
Oh, I love
it. Just means you just sit around and watch Netflix.
And that's why I love documentaries, and that's why I need to get Netflix.
You have a hobby.
No, no, that's just part of my day.
Or a podcast buff.
What is that? Oh, you just listen to
it's like a documentary for your ears.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just having to say it. By the way, when you call with your hobbies,
yeah,
you may have to dumb them down. So it's like, well, what I do is scrapbook. What's that? Well, I cut
exactly.
And I stamp that and glue. I glue. Improve your handwriting. These are the worst hobbies I've ever.
Who's still writing longhand?
I know. It's like, there you go. Here's one that I do.
Oh, you go. Oh, finally, we got one that you do.
Gardening.
You don't. When did you go? Oh,
I garden every year.
You throw in a tomato plant and you call that
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tomato
plants.
Do
you weed them?
Yes.
All right, you're a gardener. I'll give you
four
that.
Four pepper plants.
Wow.
Put in 2 cantaloupe and 2 watermelon. One of each died.
Those grow in Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you learned the hard way they don't.
I am learning the hard way because just, okay, here's my hobby.
Okay, here we go.
Well, you're calling in with your amazing hobbies, let me tell you a little bit about my hobby.
Sure.
If anybody would like some shade tomato plants, I've got them.
What does that mean?
They're just... That means they're big, huge plants with tons of leaves on them and not anything resembling a tomato.
Oh,
I'm almost thinking they're weed because they're just massive. I go out there and I'm like, look how big they are.
But the tomato, there are none.
There's no tomatoes. And I also have sprawling cantaloupe and sprawling watermelon. They like, they're like a vine and they just go crazy. And there's all these flowers and it just needs a bee to come by and go and do the little pollination thing. And none of it's happening. So in my idea, if there's not already like a cantaloupe growing, there's not enough time left for a cantaloupe to like start, get big, ripen. It's like,
you're right.
I'm never going to get.
You need to ditch this gardening hobby.
Got it.
Because okay, I don't know.
Because my hobby is growing stuff I'll never eat. Because my hobby never comes to fruition.
It doesn't.
It's like I cut the pictures out, but I don't have the book to put them in. I only do half the scrapbooking. I got gardened. I had to rip all the plants out because winter came just before the tomatoes ripened. Yay!
That's a cheap hobby.
It's the worst hobby ever. Now, here's one I did as a kid, and then we're going to get to your call.
Oh, fun. So you
all
had
two
one,
of you.
You had time as a kid to do. Okay.
No, I wanted to do this one.
Oh, but you didn't do it.
Rock collecting.
Okay, what? Why would you did not?
I swear.
You would just walk around, grab, just load your pockets up of pebbles and then take them home. And
okay, one, we were poor.
Oh, you're right. It's a
and
cheap
you, we did one of those things where
there's
we drove to like
everywhere.
Central City or somewhere and they're like, you know, there's still some gold up here. And it's like, what?
Oh, you fell for
I could get us out of this.
Okay. It's pyrite.
I know it now. But the other thing I wanted, like, have you ever gone to a store where they have the polished rocks? Hematite and the...
Sure, the gemstone.
I wanted to do that, so I would find rocks that I knew were the right thing. And I'm like, why doesn't it look the same? And like somebody told me, you got to buy like the, there's a tumbler. There's a thing you got to buy.
Oh, so no, that was not a cheap hobby. You gotta,
no, it became, it was like,
I get a tumbler now. I got to find an industrial tumbler.
Right. So I was just a collector of rocks.
Of just
ugly, nasty. I was like, why do you have gravel in your room? I can't afford a tumbler.
This is my hobby.
You just have, that's gravel. I know.
One day I'll get a tumbler.
I think if I had a tumbler.
And then I'll be a real hobbyist.
And I'll be totally honest. I tumbled it one time in the dryer. And my dad.
You did
was,
not.
I did. I what didn't know all the process. I'm like, all it's got to do is tumble. It's tumbling like crazy in there. I didn't have big rocks. I didn't put a boulder in. I mean, I'm an idiot, but I'm not a complete. Yes, it was just like. Yes, it sounded like somebody peppering the house with BB guns.
That was your hobby in the dryer.
Yay! All right, so these are our cheap hobbies.
Wow.
If you'd like to add one to the list, we're looking for new, fun, cheap hobbies. Morgan?
Yay!
Yay! Cheap hobbies.
My cheap hobby is archery.
Oh, that's
how
fun.
Is that cheap? A bow, like the bows that I've seen,
compound,
like the Katniss bows,
right?
Are expensive.
No. So I have a recurve bow that I got from my grandpa, so I didn't pay for it. I have arrows that I never paid for. All I have to do is walk outside, put a target up in my backyard, and shoot. And
that is true, and it's fun.
You don't just walk outside and put a target up. Don't you have to have a hay bale or something?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I just hang it on an easel. God help anybody who walks behind it.
Well, there is that part.
You always have that one neighbor, you know, you kind of hope that walks behind it.
Do you really do this a lot? You don't hunt, you just shoot at targets.
Yeah, I don't hunt at all, but I shoot at targets, and it's a good stress reliever.
It really is. It's fun, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I've always wanted to try it.
It's cool. We got to do it in high school.
Okay, I tried it then. I meant as a grown-up.
Oh, I thought you couldn't afford it.
Yes,
well,
it's
true. You know what? There's an awesome place. Like, if you ever go out to, like, Loveland or Greeley area, there's a place called Liberty Firearms, and I think it's, like, $5 to rent everything. You can shoot for as long as you want.
Just go and shoot for a while.
It's like paintball. Yeah. You just run around and shoot.
I just feel like,
you can
what are the
shoot
safeties?
Your arrows. Like, yeah. You can like rent a bow and shoot your arrows for as long as you want. And they have everything out there. It's so much fun.
All right.
That's cool.
We're trying archery. I think we got Steve involved. Oh, wait. You have to move.
Can you just stand there and just take him out of my quiver?
So we're going to wheel you out there and you can. Oh, you're going to have a quiver on your back.
Yep.
If you guys could see the way he was pantomiming it.
That was good. Smooth.
Very Hood-esque. Alicia?
Yay.
What's your cheap hobby?
Well, it can't get any better than free, and it's online dating.
Well, that's your hobby?
It's only free because you have a hoo-ha. For us, it costs a lot.
You collect men?
No. You sit there, you end up chatting with people, it never turns into anything, and then occasionally you get the guy that collected rocks and tumbled them in his dryer at home.
I miss you, Alicia.
That'd be slow.
Come back to my house again. Right. I promise I'll unlock the door this time.
Right? Oh, it's free. I mean, occasionally you get to go out and, you know, you still don't have to pay for dinner. So
good for you.
Well played. I don't think it's for either of us. I think my wife would have something to say about it. But...
I got a new hobby, honey.
FT.
Yay, hi.
Yay. What's your hobby, FT?
Yeah, I do gold panning. So.
Serious? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much have you gotten?
Yeah, go ahead.
How much have you gotten? Have you found anything? Have you ever found a nugget?
A mother load?
So not a super big nugget, but like lots of many like different little flakes. And there's actually gold panning competitions in Colorado that you can compete in. And it's like a ton of fun. So yeah.
But has it paid any bills? Have you at least been able to pay for a month of Netflix with your trappings?
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that. But if you refine it down and if you get a sluice box and do enough, then you can. But it's more of just like hobby. It really doesn't make money, but it's cool because you get like vials of gold and just get to show your friends. So.
You can see outside. You're in the water. You're moving around with your paint.
Does this sound like something you'd be interested in, Steve? Didn't think so.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.